friends, we come to 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter. We are now going to look at a day that was comparable to the day we're living in. We saw the reign of Hezekiah and the revival that took place under Hezekiah. And it was said of him that he was the best king after David, that he was more like David than any other king, and that he was the outstanding one. Now, after him, we saw that Hezekiah died, and then his son, Manasseh, came to the throne. Now, all of us, at least many of us today, when we read last time that this man Hezekiah was sick unto death, had some sort of a boil on the back of his neck. Apparently, it could have been cancer. He prayed to God, and Isaiah prayed with him, and God extended his life 15 years. Now, that was a gracious dispensation on the part of God in answer to prayer. But when you look at it in the full light of the history that followed, you wonder whether it was the best thing that could have taken place. We've called attention before to this. For instance, it was during that period after God spared his life that he displayed the wealth of his kingdom to the ambassadors from Babylon, which, by the way, opened the door later on for Nebuchadnezzar to come and take the city, because he knew where the goal was, and he took it by force. That was the Fort Knox of that day. The thing is, today, no one is attacking Fort Knox. They tell me the security there is unbelievable, the different things they have. But the gold's leaking out. The nations of the world that weren't able to get it one way, that is by attack, they are getting it another way today. Well, later on, Babylon came and took the gold. And this, on the part of Hezekiah, was a very foolish thing. And we'll go into this in detail when we get to Isaiah, for Isaiah dwells upon this feature, whereas it's not dwelt upon here at all. Then we find that something else took place. You'll notice that it says here that Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. God extended this man's life 15 years, so that this boy Manasseh was born during that period. Now, Manasseh was the worst king that lived. My feeling is that Manasseh, in that brief period in which he was so godless that God had to intervene, he'd gone to such extremes that he's the worst king